In this pop culture saturated world, what's a nerd to do?
Hang out with your good pals on Nerdy Show, that's what.
Our flagship podcast is a weekly celebration of the multifaceted D20 that is the modern nerd.
When we're not devising horrors that combine VR and spiders or taste testing weird food, we're discussing the latest geek happenings,
digging into our deepest nerd niches,
or interviewing a celebrity or two.
Head to nerdyshow.com or find us on iTunes and experience a multiverse of awesomeness.
And now, the Boston Bastard Brigade, Electric Sisterhood, and Omnis Training proudly present No Borders, No Mix, the world's J-pop and alternative hotspot.
Konnichiwa, my bastards and wenches, and welcome to another episode of No Borders, No Race. I am your King Baby Duck, Evan Borgo. Thank you once again for tuning in. We're coming towards the end of August, and usually at this time, I have roughly 10, maybe 11 albums that can go towards our annual top 20 list. But as it already stands, 2018 is being one hell of a gift giver in the music department, as I already have 21 possibilities for albums that can be on this list. These are your J-pop records, alternative albums, rock, folk, metal, punk, and even records by anime voice actresses that could possibly be landing on this list in the long run. And I feel really bad because these albums all deserve some notability in whatever shape or form that is doable. And this would be just a small problem if the music scene just like stopped right here, releasing records at this point of this recording, but we got 4 more months of releases to look forward to. Artists like The Pillows, Fucked Up, Muse, possibly Childish Gambino, possibly another Kanye record. And these are the ones that we may know about. The way the music world has been, an artist can just, like, out of the blue, drop an album whenever the hell they want, much like what Beyoncé and Jay-Z did recently. So when the time comes and I have to start organizing my album picks of the year, I might either have to make some really painful cuts, or I'll have to find like another way to present my annual list that will be able to showcase all the bright spots the music scene had to offer. But, you know, that's like in 3.5 months when I actually prepare the list. So I've got plenty of time to worry about that. So until the time comes, let's put these worries on the back burner and dive into this week's playlist. Remember, as always, if you like what you hear and want to support these artists, you can grab just about all these records on cdjapan.co.jp, Yes Asia, Amazon.com, iTunes, Bandcamp, the band's official sites, and your local record store. And today we're starting things off with Sumire Uesaka, who just released her latest album, No Future Vacancies, which features various theme songs from Pop Team Epic, Aho Girl, and This Art Club Has a Problem, as well as a bunch of original tracks. And we're going to spin one of the original ones right now. And this is actually a pretty cool pop rock melody that goes by the name Hello My Kitty.
Oh, くつどうやって死のうかと悩んだ周りは彼女を必要ないだけに彼女が気になっていたやることなすことが無駄にされ一人はぐれて
frustration of their second LP, Monobrite 2, one of our favorite albums from them. Things have been rather quiet with this band as of late, so I honestly can't tell if they're on hiatus or they wound up disbanding. I'm hoping it's the former because I think they're a great band. Representation is key when it comes to the pop culture medium. We've seen many people and culture showcased throughout the art of cinema. Sometimes it's good, and then sometimes you get Mickey Rooney in Breakfast at Tiffany's. Oh, how we wish we could forget that. When I had Katie Cannon from Asian Crush on my show a month ago, we briefly chatted about how there hasn't been a strong pull for films with all Asian casts, with the exception of kung fu and action flicks, because as you all know, Hollywood sucks at doing those. But we know there are great films produced by Asian teens starring Asian actors that represent their lifestyles and mentalities wonderfully. So it's with that when I say that everyone should go out and see the movie Crazy Rich Asians, which opened in theaters last week. Now, I'm not going to say to go see it because it's a Hollywood film with an all-Asian cast, although it's a big important thing that it is because there hasn't been a Hollywood film cast like this in a very, very long time. No, I'm saying go see Crazy Rich Asians because it's a great fucking movie. The script is wonderful, the cast is memorable, and it's 2 hours of some of the best comedy and drama I've seen on the big screen in a very long time. Although it has that sort of, I want to say, meet the parents storyline that Hollywood has done so many times over, what makes Crazy Rich Asians stand out is its overall presentation. The attitudes, the settings, and even the tale it's telling feels a lot more fresh when you place the focus on a big Chinese family in Singapore rather than, I'll just go out and say it, a bunch of grumpy and misunderstood white people in upstate New York. And when that happens in this film, well, there's a reason why the word crazy is in the movie title, which, by the way, is also based on a best-selling book for all you illiterates out there. And a lot of it is thanks to the strong acting from Constance Wu as Rachel, Henry Golding as Nick, and Michelle Yeoh as the mother Eleanor. I love Constance Wu. I've been a fan of hers since watching her on Fresh Off the Boat, and I feel like this is her moment to shine as a top-tier leading actress in the world of Hollywood. Everyone in this film looks like they're having a blast making it, and their happiness on set manages to assist with creating a great movie experience. But besides the cast being more diverse than your average big-budgeted movie, it's the essence Crazy Rich Asians brings out that makes what you see on the big screen feel so refreshing. The party scenes, the banter between Rachel and Nick's ever-judging family, even the fucking wedding scene near the climax of the film, it's like showcasing a really bombastic way that I've never seen done before. It legit made me believe that the budget of this film was in the hundreds of millions, not in the 30 mil that it actually costs. I know I'm throwing 30 mil like it's nothing. God, I wish I could have like $30 million, but that's not the case right now. Anyways, even if it's a film that somewhat follows that paint-by-numbers formula, Crazy Rich Asians is still a blast to watch, thanks to some great acting, fun storytelling, and even a showcase of cultural differences that many of my friends have told me over drinks many times over. Why are my friends' mothers so frustrating to deal with? Anyways, be sure to check out Crazy Rich Asians in a theater near you, as there's already talks of making a follow-up movie to this. It kind of makes me wonder how they're going to top everything that this film has. And on a side note, I want to visit Singapore. How much does it cost to go there? Anybody? Anyone know? Well, one of you out there figure that out for me. Let's return to this week's playlist. Up next, we have the Minneapolis-based band Autumn, who just released their latest album, Chandelier, and are in the midst of a U.S. tour as of this recording. From their new album is The Maiden's Child.
Strangest night I'd ever known. It was the night I'd bear the maiden's child. Break the spell.
She can't.
That was Analogix with Troubleshooting. If you find yourself in the Fukuoka area of Japan, you can catch them at Bar Brick on August 30th. Tickets are 2,000 yen. And coming up right now is the latest single from Little Glee Monster, whom have performed the themes to such series as Boruto and My Hero Academia. This is Sekai wa Anata ni Warai Kaketeru.
Hora, し時代誰かの言葉が波のない水の上をどこまでもほんの指先でほんの一瞬で広がってく、yeah, yeah. きっと幸せな気持ちも今 It's mine for me 世界を It's mine for you どこまでも伝わってくから What's going on? What's going on? ほら笑って All right 世界はずっとあなたに今日も笑いかけている今変わって Your life 未来はずっとその手の中で輝く日を待って知ってなくていい大切な仲間ならあなたが輝くことを願うはず本当は誰もが本当の笑顔を探している太陽みたいなあなたは今 It's mine for me 世界を It's mine for you 引きつける力があるの What's going on? What's going on?世界はずっとあなたに今日も笑いかけている今変わって Your sign きっかけはきっとどんな瞬間も溢れてる Smile for me oh, oh, 気づいていつもよりいい予感が OK 心くすぐってるから ほら笑って Alright 世界はずっとあなたに今日も笑いかけている手を伸ばして Alright 繋ごう愛もっとこの瞬間を抱きしめよう ほら笑って Alright 世界はずっとあなたに今日も笑いかけている今変わって Your life 未来はずっとその手の
Hey Robert, why should people listen to another retro gaming podcast?
You mean our cast, David? We do have to keep this short, you know.
Yes, well, I guess we should start with the fact we celebrate old school video games.
And we have awesome guests and game giveaways, don't forget that.
Plus our game show and your favorite segment, Random Select.
Don't remind me. Are we done yet?
Listen to our cast, another retro gaming podcast, part of RetroZap.com.
Finally, back to my beer.
with Faith off of this year's prequel album, The Most Evil Band in the World, is on the midst of a massive tour, with rumors stating that Cardinal Copia will officially become the next pope at the end of the US leg. Wonder if he'll be given a similar facial treatment as the Emeritus Trio. When anime gets dubbed, scriptwriters will try their damnedest to stay true to the original Japanese version. In some occasions, they will adapt the script to something more geared towards the English vernacular and even its sense of humor. I bring this up because of how much I am truly enjoying the English dub of How Not to Summon a Demon Lord. Now, John Star from Wicked Anime is writing a piece for our seasonal must-watch list about this anime, but it's easily one of our favorite shows this summer, probably of the year. The action is great, the comedy is top-notch, and even the fan service is legit silly and over-the-top. And I love the Japanese voice acting, from Masaki Mizunaka's Diablo and Yu Serizawa's Shira, to Azumi Waki's Rem and Rumi Okubo's Sylvie. I think the Japanese cast does a fine job. But man, the English cast just nails the role so perfectly. Jad Saxton and Sarah Weidenhoff are a great pairing as Rem and Shira, showing that they have a lot of great chemistry when working together. And if you want proof, hear them as Toru and Kana in Miss Kobayashi's Dragon League. But the role of Diablo is played perfectly by Eric Vale, who jumps between tough guy and introverted wimp with the greatest of eases. And one of the big reasons why their voice work is great is because of the script work done by Leia Clark and RJ McVale. For the most part, the English script does stay true to the Japanese version, but it's when you hear characters in a medieval world called each other douchebags, or Diablo referring to himself as Uncle Grabby Hands, when the script shines so brightly. Yes, it can be humor that's not the smartest, but when one of your main characters has a pair of tits bigger than the average size of one's head, well, smart goes right out the window. But it's this way they handle the dialogue in the English dub that makes it a better experience than the Japanese one. And it's a similar reason why the English dub of my favorite anime of 2018 thus far, Hira Matsuri, stands out the way it does as well. Whether you're pro-dub or sub-only, you owe it to yourself to give the English dub of How Not to Summon a Demon Lord a try. It's hugely entertaining, and Elite Four Derek and I managed to actually turn one of our friends onto the magic of anime because of it. Hi, John, if you're listening. Hopefully soon I'll be diving into my summer anime reviews, so keep your eyes peeled to see what shows I highly recommend and which ones I say you should stay away from. And then there are the ones that are in between, like Hanebado. Yeah, I still don't know what to think about that one. Now, I'm going to be talking about a couple of other anime in this episode in just a bit, but in a different light. Until then, let's play a couple more tunes. Here's the latest single from Asuka, one of which serves as the end theme to the anime Island. A weird show, but the mysteries it delivers weekly keep me watching. Here now is the English version of Eternal Star.
Yeah. 適度な自由を探して記録を塗り替えてた。秘密警察いつもの窓の影からまた見つめている。適度に乾いた秩序守ってみたけどまた繰り返すよ。
On top of releasing a new EP called Galapagos in June, the electronica hip-hop trio have been busy crafting the soundtrack to the Japanese drama flick Neko wa Dakumono, or Embracing the Cat, as that's translated as. And from the futuristic electronica to classic folk sounds, with the two-man traveling medicine show, who will be releasing their latest EP on August 31st. Despite their name, the band is a ginormous eight-piece group of country punk lovers. From the Float Your Boat EP, this is Putting On a Show.
really proud of my mental toil. I have a desk near the window, I call my own. And my roots sink deep in foreign soil. I'm almost a man, completely grown. I'm still traveling, I'm putting on a show. World gets smaller as I get old. Since I know nothing, it's contradictions that I know. Home's the road, and names they come and go. Home's the road, and names they come and go. They come and go. They come and go. They come and go. Oh, they come and go. Sitting still, I'm moving, the world is spinning round. My many selves discussing some sort of common ground. Words keep coming to me and I do not know from where. It's a sacred heart that isn't really there. And I'm still traveling, I'm putting on a show. World gets smaller as I get old. Since I know nothing, it's contradictions that I know. Home's the road and names they come and go. Home's the road and names they come and go. They come and go. They come and go. They come and go. Oh, they come and go. I try and find my passport and pin it to my chest. On it there's a number and a biometric chip. I hold it like a relic, put my mind at rest. Though everything behind me is threatening to split. I'm still traveling, I'm putting on a show. World gets smaller as I get old. Since I know nothing, it's contradictions that I know. Home's the road, and names they come and go. Home's the road, and names they come and go. They come and go. Oh, they come and go. They come and go. Oh, they come and go.
Hi, everybody. This is Phil the Issues Guy from IssuesProgram.com and Phil the Issues Guy on YouTube. Do you like television? Do you like talking about television? Do you have problems and can't sleep at night? If you any of those things are true, come on down and join Phil the Issues Guy on YouTube. Phil's recap and review, or check out issuesprogram.com to check out our stuff. Basically, what we do is we talk a lot about television, some movies, but mainly television. We do post-episode recaps, live viewings, drunk commentary games, and just general analysis. So if you love television, you don't have a ton of people to talk about television, or you just cannot get enough of some of these awesome shows like Vikings, Better Call Saul, Westworld, Game of Thrones, even The Walking Dead, and some other random shows that just pop up here and there. If you cannot get enough of all those programs and you want to talk about them, jump on over, join in the live motherfucking chat with some of the best people in the world that all share their thoughts real time whenever we go live. So if you subscribe to the YouTube channel, you follow the YouTube channel by clicking that little bell thing, you can find out anytime we go live. You can also check out issuesprogram.com for a backload of all of our stuff and check out our podcast on Stitcher, iTunes, and lots of other places. Huge thanks to all of you, and hope you check it out and hope you enjoy it. I'll talk to you guys next time.
Ducks fight for one, and the third one, take it and run away. To live is to fight. We'll be right back.
Future, that was Tokyo Ska Paradise Orchestra with Warrior Chant. The Kings of Ska are now in the midst of a Mexico-South American tour, with them still breaking their promise that a Boston gig would happen this year. But, you know, still 4 months to go. So, get on it, Tokyo Ska Paradise Orchestra. Now, this past summer season, besides How Not to Summon a Demon Lord, there are two anime comedy series that have won over my funny bone thanks to their means of bringing the laughter. Grand Blue Dreaming and Asobi Asobase. These are two shows about dumb people doing dumb shit, with the former focused on a college diving group and the latter putting a great twist on the cute girls doing cute things subgenre. And what these shows present with their styles of humor have me often rolling over with laughter, to the point where I have trouble breathing towards the end from how much it's making me giggle. Now, it has come to my attention that there are many reviews of both shows, not gonna name names, but one of them is a very big anime review site, that are missing the point with a couple of the gags both series have showcased. In Asobi Asobase, there's a skit that involves Olivia thinking one of her female students is actually a guy. And in Grand Blue Dreaming, there's the running gag of the men being drunken yah dudes who are trying to score with hot babes. And these reviewers have been labeling these bits as sexist, misogynistic, and transphobic. And right now, I wish to explain, if you don't mind, why these reviewers are missing a key point about the protagonists in both series. You see, both Asobi Asobase and Grand Blue Dreaming place their focus on what I would like to call shitbag characters. And in the case of shitbag characters, viewers are not supposed to relate to these folks in any way. Rather, we're supposed to point and laugh at their overt stupidity until our faces turn red from exhaustion. These are people that we lambast over their ass backwards thinking and dumb decisions, with us viewers feeling grateful that we don't know anyone like these jerks. And this is what these reviewers can't seem to grasp. They think protagonist, and they automatically associate it with hero, or a character we're supposed to gain inspiration from. If the characters from either Asobi Asobase and Grand Blue Dreaming were upstanding individuals, and then suddenly unleashed either a sexist or transphobic thought process, then yes, that would be a fucking problem. It would be like if Spider-Man said he hated Mexicans or Superman spouted anti-Semitic opinions. That would all be terrible, and we'd want to smack around the writers for putting those words and thoughts into these beloved characters. But the people in Grand Blue Dreaming and Asobi Asobase are not good people in the slightest. They're terrible individuals that you wouldn't want to touch with a 40-foot pole. You don't want to root for their success. You want to relish in their explosive failures with a pointed finger and a hearty laugh. And when they start having thoughts that may seem to be against someone, you know that they think that way because they are shitbags. So for those who are watching these shows and were feeling uncomfortable with some of that humor, you know, I'll be honest, I get it. It's not fun being the butt of the joke. I totally get that. I've had my disability be the butt of the joke sometimes. I've had autism be the butt of the joke. But understand that in the body of humor, somebody needs to be the butt of the joke. If you take away the butt, comedy's body will fall over backwards and be left without any means of moving forward. In real life, political correctness is a must. In comedy, it has zero place whatsoever. It's why I don't mind when comedians make jokes about autism, because their jokes are actually less harmful than how autism is portrayed in most dramatic television and film. Take a moment to think about that one, listeners. I would rather watch a comedian make fun of autism than see an actor or actress portray someone on the spectrum as horribly as they have. What I'm trying to get at is that both Asobi Asobase and Grand Blue Dreaming deal with characters with ass-backwards thinking mentalities. Because of the way that they go against the grains of common sense, we're supposed to laugh at them, not with them, whenever they pull these dumb stunts and have these awful thought processes. So next time you watch either show and they present a thought or opinion that seems a little bit off, remember, these are shitbag people these shows are focusing on, not heroes. And if you watch these shows and think, hey, I want to be like these guys, like if you watch It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia and be like, I want to be just like Charlie, then you're already a shitbag and you need some sort of psychiatric help, okay? Remember, protagonist does not mean hero. Protagonist means the focus of the program, of the movie, of the anime, of the TV show, of the book. There are many protagonists in many forms of fiction that are awful, awful people, and we watch or read their stories because we want to see them get their comeuppance. Again, let me quickly state that these are the opinions of myself and not of anyone else over at Electric Sisterhood or Boston Bash Brigade. If you wish to comment on these thoughts, please send them over to our email over at thebastards@bostonbastardbrigade.com. I will be sure to respond to each message sent and will do my best to be cautious and courteous when I do. With that said, let's head back to this week's playlist. Let's crank the feedback up to 11 with some Guitar Wolf from 2013's album Beast Vibrator. This is Barf Night. We'll be right back.
I'm gonna get your head on a stick. If you get on my bad side, I'm gonna cut you with just one lick. When I've got such a big axe to wield over your head, if you get on my bad side, you're gonna wish that you were dead. Ooh, 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 I'm gonna fuck you up. Gonna fuck you up. Ooh, 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 I'm gonna fuck you up. Ooh, 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 Malacca. If you get on my bad side, I'm gonna get your head on a stick. If you get on my bad side, I'm gonna cut until you fit. If you want to make me mad, you better watch yourself.
I'm coming for you,
my lover. I'm gonna fuck you up. Gonna listen to this just a little, so you think you got away with it. I'm gonna smile every time you walk by. You'll never see where my anger hits. I'm gonna make a little hole in the bottom of your ship to feed the overflow. You're a fool with no anger control, pushing hydrangea up my boat. My luck.
gonna fuck you up. Ooh, 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 I'm gonna fuck you up. Ooh, 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 my Leica. If you get on my bad side, I'm gonna get your head on a stick. If you get on my bad side, I'm gonna fight you and scream and kick. If you get on my bad side, you're gonna make me real mad. If you get on my bad side, you're gonna wish that you were dead. Dead.
Recent singles released this year. A couple weeks back, Mink unleashed their latest song, The Far Side. So be sure to check that out on their Bandcamp as well. Well, that about wraps up this week's episode of No Borders, No Race. Remember, for the recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the Boston Bastard Brigade, you can find us at www.b3crew.com. If you have any questions, comments, or if you're in a band and want to be featured on our show, you can write to us at thebastards@bostonbastardbrigade.com. You can follow me on Twitter and the J-pop, video games, and anime amino pages at KingBabyDuckESH and on Tumblr at b3crew.tumblr.com. Like us on Facebook.com/BostonBastardBrigade and on Facebook.com/Land of Esh. And don't forget about all the other sites under the Land of Esh, including The Electric Sisterhood, Phil's Recap and Review, and Smashed Rook. Promotional consideration for this week's track from the two-man Traveling Medicine Show, made by High Violet PR and Plugging, and songs from Mink and Autumn, made by Shameless Promotion PR. And a very special thank you to Tulipomania for their contribution to last week's Shameless Tuesdays. On Thursday, Wicked Anime is back as John Star brags about his honeymoon, dive into more of the summer anime, and a premiere of a new segment called Book Club, where we talk about Kabi Nakata's My Solo Exchange Diary. You can catch that in 2 days via Nerdy Show, wherever podcasts get their groove on. And listeners, be sure to check out my interview with Japanese rock band Scandal. It's amazing to see how far this band has gone since I saw them play at TT the Bears 10 years ago. And be sure to also read my review of Perfume's latest album, Future Pop, over at the Asian Crush site. A very special thank you to Katie Cannon for giving me the chance to write for them, and I hope I'll be able to continue to do so in the future. Today we're going to be ending things with Crossfaith, a band that I'm actually surprised I haven't played much on my program. They just released a new album called Ex Machina, and will be hitting Japan and Europe later this fall. Fingers crossed that they come over to America very soon. I know they've played in Boston. Please come to Boston. Your new album, Ex Machina, is fantastic. And from Ex Machina is the song, The Perfect Nightmare. And until next time, this is your King Baby Duck, reminding you that you don't have to be from Boston to be a bastard. But it sure helps. This is your King Baby Duck, Evan Borgo, from the Electric Sisterhood, and your host for the No Borders, No Race podcast. Each episode, we play the best, brightest, and hottest acts from Japan, America, Europe, and the rest of the world. Every song spun is but a mere taste of what you can expect of the artists heard, so if you truly loved what hit your eardrums, please be sure to support these musicians and buy their albums, EPs, and singles. Places like Amazon.com, CD Japan, Yes Asia, Bandcamp, iTunes, and even your local record store are great places to plop down some sweet moolah to let those artists know that they're doing a heck of a good job with their melodies. The more an artist gets support from listeners, the better the chance that they'll come to a venue nearest you to play the sounds that won your heart. This message is brought to you by the Boston Bastard Brigade, reminding you all to support your local, national, and international artists any way you can.